The Covenant of Grace, May 9. Written on the heart. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah 31, 33, and 34. The same law that was engraved upon the tables of stone is written by the Holy Spirit upon the tables of the heart. Instead of going about to establish our own righteousness, we accept the righteousness of Christ. His blood atones for our sins. His obedience is accepted for us. Then the heart, renewed by the Holy Spirit, will bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. Through the grace of Christ, we shall live in obedience to the law of God written upon our hearts. Having the Spirit of Christ, we shall walk even as He walked. There are two errors against which the children of God, particularly those who have just come to trust in His grace, especially need to guard. The first is that of looking to their own works, trusting to anything they can do to bring themselves into harmony with God. He who is trying to become holy by his own works in keeping the law is attempting an impossibility. The opposite and no less dangerous error is that belief in Christ releases men from the keeping of the law, that since by faith alone we become partakers of the grace of Christ, our works have nothing to do with our redemption. If the law is written in the heart, will it not shape the life? Instead of releasing man from obedience, it is faith and faith only that makes us partakers of the grace of Christ, which enables us to render obedience. Where there is not only a belief in God's word, but a submission of the will to Him, where the heart is yielded to Him, the affections fixed upon Him, there is faith, faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Through this faith, the heart is renewed in the image of God, and the heart that in its unrenewed state is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, now delights in its holy precepts, exclaiming with the psalmist, "Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day." Psalm 119:97. And the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:1.